Good morning and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us and is ever living, seated at the right hand of God. Praise the Lord this morning for what he has done for us. As the Apostle Paul says, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. This morning I want to read a couple verses in Luke chapter 15. For an inspiration, starting in verse 11. A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me, and he divideth unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land. He began to be in want, and he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. So it says this younger son took his journey into a far country. I've written here in my Bible that far country is to get away from authority. You know, this younger son was living under his father's authority, and he wanted to get away. He took his journey into a far country. He got away under, out of authority. He left authority. Well, many people are living that way today without. They're under, out of the authority of God. And the scripture tells us here that when we are under, out of the authority of God, there's a famine in the land. There's a famine in our soul. You know, a famine is people are starving to death. People are hungry. And nothing is filling them. They have nothing to fill. And it's empty. And then it says he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat. We already know that the husk, that the real thing is gone. The real food is gone. Once there's only husk left, there's no corn left in it. Corn is the thing that you really want, not the husk. And so when we get under, out of the authority of God and going our own way, there's a famine in our soul and everything about us is empty. There is husk. There is nothing there that is satisfying. There's nothing, the world has nothing to offer that is satisfying. The scripture says there is pleasure in sin for a season, but it's not satisfying. It's only for a season. And so, but when we come, are under the authority of God and his word, it is satisfying. There is rest. There is a peace. And there is a filling. And there is rest. And so, we cannot get away from authority. If we want to live in true peace and rest, we need to be under the authority of God and his word, not living in a far country away from authority, because it is empty, it is void, and it is not filling. And so this morning I'd just like to leave you with the question, are you living in a far country away from authority, or are you under the authority of God? I'm not talking, you know, a lot of people talk about, oh, you have to be that you are under a certain group of people, but I'm talking about truly under the word of God and the authority of God, because many religions today who claim to be Christians are not under the authority of the word of God. They're in a far country, far away from God. And when we are under the authority, we are near to God. The Bible says, draw nigh unto God, he will draw nigh unto you. So this young man, this young son, he finally realized that he was under out of the authority of God. And he finally realized that everything was empty that the far country had to offer. And he said, I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven before thee. I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one thy hired servants. And so here in his heart, he had a change of attitude. He realized he needed to get back under his father's authority, and he went back to his father and got under his authority and was blessed again, and he was filled. And he was, we read that the father said to his servant, bring forth the best robe, put it on him, put a ring on his hand, shoes on his feet, bring hither the fatted calf, kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again, he was lost and is found, and they began to be merry. So when he got back under his father's authority, there was plenty to eat again. There was, he was satisfied. He was no longer eating of the husk, but he had the opposite. He had the fatted calf. And so when we are under walking with God and under his authority, you know, we are eating of the fatted calf, the word of God, and it brings peace to our souls. Praise the Lord. And I just pray that that's your testimony this morning. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, I do ask that you would just be with each one as they listen to the word this morning, that each one would be under the authority of the word of God and not under the fear of man, but under truly under the authority of the word of God. Heavenly Father, I pray you bless each one who listens and cause them to prosper in the faith and to walk under the authority of God. In Jesus' name, amen.